Hello everyone, and welcome to KZPT Audio with Carl. Going to be sharing a week one update out of week 16 of my cut at the moment, almost like the pre-prep of the prep. I am hoping to compete sometime later in the year or potentially next year, so I've really got to get myself back in, not necessarily to drop a lot more weight, which I do have to, but more so the mindset, because I feel like that is the main thing that tends to hold myself back and a lot of other people back when they're trying to drop weight and actually start to look a little bit better. Because obviously the actual mechanisms of how to do that is relatively simple. It's actually more so being able to keep doing it for a long period of time. So that's why I wanted to create this little short segment that I'm going to try and do every single week to, I guess, show people that when you are trying to take more care of your body and you're trying to look a certain way and feel a certain way about yourself, it's not just a straight road. It's something that's going to have ups and downs, and it's going to be really hard to continue on and do it week after week. And I want to go through my own struggles, because I feel like from a bodybuilder slash personal training perspective, I'm a little bit more forgiving of myself than a lot of people that I know. With a lot of people that I work with and a lot of the things that I see is, you know, people do so well for, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then it only takes one night out, or it only takes, you know, missing a few days of training to feel like you've gone completely off the rails. And I don't like that about training and about this journey, because I believe that every single day you get into the gym, every single day that you're able to stay on track, is a day that no one can take away from you. That's something that you have done for yourself, and no future stuff-ups can change the days that you got right. So it's all about managing those days that aren't great and, you know, aren't conducive to your goal, to see what went wrong and what's the best ways to sort of get past that. So I have obviously spent the last year to 2 years with completely different priorities. I had a wedding recently, which was just amazing and was worth every brain cell that had to go into planning that and helping my now wife plan. We had the honeymoon. I've had all my clients that went through a really big phase of wanting to see some changes in their body. So I devoted a lot of time into that, into changing and creating an app for people and my clients to use and actually make sure that their training was on point and I had a better way of tracking them. So my mind has been a little bit more everywhere. And I noticed that during that time, I actually put on a fair bit of weight. So I put on roughly 6 kilos since the start of the year. Coming into my wedding, I did do quite well, and I was able to drop down to around 83 kilos, 82, which is where I feel quite comfortable. You know, I don't feel too bloated. I'm not holding too much body fat anywhere. I feel comfortable in clothes, and especially like shirts and blazers and stuff like that. You know, I feel like it looks okay. So I worked really hard to get to that point. And then once I feel like I hit that date and the wedding happened, it was just very hard for me to then continue on and to, I guess, keep that as a focus for myself. I really sort of started to shift and focus on everyone else and other things. So this is me trying to make sure that I'm doing all the things that I tell my clients to do on the outside. And I want to put this in a way that, you know, can be relatable to every single person who isn't 100% comfortable in their skin right now and is looking to change. So I'm going to try and keep this short, which I'm not very good at doing, but look, let's basically just go through the facts. I have started last week on this, I guess, I don't want to call it a cut, because I believe that, you know, training and your fitness should be a part of your lifestyle. It should be a part of your personality. So this is just something where I'm just trying to shift the priority more back into it. I started this journey at 89.7, which is quite heavy for myself. I wish I could hold this weight a little bit better and look a little bit tighter, but especially around the stomach and everywhere else, it tends to not look too good. So I am trying to get back down to that 82, 81 in an approach that I guess is sustainable. It is a way that I'm changing my lifestyle and my personality so that I binge eat way less. You know, my training always has intent and purpose, and I feel strong when I train. So making sure all of these factors are in. And so this is where I've made the decision to start last week, and we are now 1 week in, and this is the update. I lost a total of 400 grams, which, you know, it's hard. I get so many people that, you know, if they lost 400 grams in a week, they see that as a failure. And I can see how easy that is too, because I was hoping for a little bit more, a little bit more of a loss there. But at the same time, I don't think I quite deserved it. And we're going to go through what went well and what didn't go well to approach that. But 0.4 kilograms lost, 400 grams off the scales. Really not all that much, but it's still within the realm of what I consider a good rate of loss, especially with someone like myself who really also wants to hold on to as much muscle as possible. That is an appropriate weight rate of loss. So I always tell my clients somewhere between 0.3 to 0.8 kilograms, so 300 to 800 gram loss per week is pretty much where I want it. Any faster than that, and it's almost impossible for it all to be coming from fat. So I'm not looking to lose anything else. I'm trying to make sure that every gram that I lose is as much from fat as possible, so that my lean tissue and everything else that's important to me stays, and I can look my best when I get up on the stage. So 400 grams. My food was a little bit better. The thing with me is that I guess I'm not a huge eater, especially these days. You know, a lot of that time I really was only having two meals a day. The one thing that has always stayed constant with me is that I get really anxious, or I don't feel comfortable if my meals do not have a high amount of protein. So every meal that I eat always has around 30 to 50 grams of protein. If it's a meal that I guess doesn't have that much in it, then I will always add a protein shake or add something to make sure that I'm getting that amount in. But I think a big part of this is to get more regular when it comes to my eating. So I have bumped it up. I'm making sure that breakfast is getting in every morning. I am trying to keep the calories at around that 2000, even a little bit under, around that 1700 mark. I find that starting off that little bit lower in calories really helps me in being able to just feel better and actually take those first couple of weeks to feel hunger again. You know, some people don't work well with that, and you know, a big part of it needs to be regulating that appetite, because as soon as you start to feel hungry, boom, all the food starts to come in. And me, I almost see it as like a little bit of a challenge to myself. You know, like when I do start to feel that hunger, I almost embrace it, and I want to feel that, because there's a part of me that goes, yeah, that means, you know, I'm doing well. I am dieting correctly. Now, is that the best way approach to take? You know, it's really going to be different for everybody, and the psychological aspect of losing body fat is a big part of it. So that is what I've tried this week, and it obviously worked. You know, it was in between that 0.2 to 0.8 kilograms lost per week. But what I did find was, by lowering that amount that I was eating throughout the day, I really started to feel my appetite increase as it approached nighttime. After dinner, I'm sort of laying there on the couch or, you know, in bed, and I'm not even all that hungry, but I'm just craving. And especially when you haven't got the best foods in the house, like chocolate or, you know, any of those other snacky type foods, it's way too easy to essentially get into it and overeat in those periods. So that's going to be a big factor for me going into the next week, is really trying to regulate how much I'm eating at night. That seems to be my huge downfall. And the only way that I really find that out is when I actually try and stick to something. And I have to be honest with myself in those periods. There's no point me, you know, it's very easy to justify because, oh, look, I'm eating low calories the rest of the day. What's a bar of chocolate or what's a square going to do? But I need to know that I'm not really in control of that emotion right at the moment. I can't control myself from going into the sweets cupboard at night. And so that's something I really have to focus on for the following week. What else have we got here? My sleep is getting a little bit better, so I actually tend to only really go off 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. I normally feel pretty good on that, but is that the most effective for weight loss? No. We do lose most of our body fat while we're sleeping. So I want to maximize that as much as possible. However, starting at 4 or 5 a.m., it's something that I really got to get used to in actually falling asleep that little bit earlier. But I really want to focus that also, not just throughout this next week, but over the whole period, because when I have that in check and I'm getting between, 6 to 9 hours on average every night, your body will instantly start to look better. My body instantly starts to look better. So that is another thing that I'm trying to focus on for the next week. My training was actually fantastic for this week. Usually, or should I say over the past, say, 3 or 4 months, my training has been very bland. I just sort of go through the motions. I struggle to make a session go longer than 30 to 40 minutes before I start to just lose focus and I start to lose intensity and just everything feels like it's fallen apart. So I always trained, even when I was on my honeymoon, all throughout the stress, that's always been a de-stressor for me. However, it just didn't have that same intensity that I'm used to. And I think me actually telling myself and, putting it out into the world that I'm going hard right now and this is now going to become a priority, instantly was able to increase that intensity again. Every single session this week I've left really sore. My legs are still sore from about 3 days ago. So that has been an absolute great factor of all of this, and I can already start to feel changes in my body. And I think that's one of the harder things as well. I went to go take a photo and a progress photo to put up for this weekly update. However, I don't feel like I've seen enough change yet for me to feel really confident in that. So I get where other people start to feel that as well. So my training has definitely helped, and I'm feeling under the body fat a lot leaner and a lot tighter, which is fantastic. But I want to really keep that going throughout all of this. The motivation is high to do that, so I'm going to keep pushing it as much as I can. Now, even though I'm struggling with the food at some aspects, the one thing that I am really happy with is the amount of protein I'm getting in. I'm getting more in than I probably have ever this year. I'm making my own protein shakes. I'm making sure that, steaks are always cooked and sitting in the fridge for me, ready to go. So I guess just taking more of not buying the foods that tend to be my weakness and actually buying the foods that make me feel a hell of a lot better, and just pre-cooking them, having them sit there. I still could get a little bit better with the prep, but it is well on its way. Now, I guess the main things that I'm really going to have to focus on for the next week is bring in more cardio. I told myself that I was going to do 2 to 3 sessions of cardio each week. I only managed one for this week, so I really want to bring that up because I know that makes me feel better. I was playing basketball, which made it so much easier to get all of this in. But since that has stopped since the start of the year and all the COVID stuff, I need to make more of an effort to actually move more, get the steps up. I'm tracking it at the moment and it's sitting at around 7,000 to 8,000 steps. I tend to feel the best when it gets closer to the 15,000 steps. So I've got to double that somehow. So that's going to be a huge focus on for the following week. I need to manage that nighttime snacking as well. I don't know about anyone else, but you really got to look at where do you feel like you're not in control of the food. And for me right now, it's when I'm laying there, all the food of the day is done, and all of a sudden I get this huge influx of my appetite just goes crazy. So I think what I'm going to try for the next week or so is to actually move one of the protein shakes that I'm having throughout the day and put that after dinner to make sure that I'm, still getting in the same amount of protein, but I'm also satisfying that appetite a little bit later at night. Is it optimal to eat that, really late at night at say 10:30, 11 o'clock at night? Not really. I don't think it makes too much of a difference, but at the same time, I need to make sure that I'm not going in that other direction. So manage the nighttime snacking. The other thing is I did not weigh myself as much as I think is the right amount to weigh yourself. I really only jumped on the scales 2 to 3 times this week, and it wasn't consistent. I weighed myself once at night. I weighed myself, on a Tuesday, last week. And so I've only really weighed about 2 to 3 times this week. And I have a feeling I may have dropped a little bit more within that week. And so one thing that I really try and tell all the people that I train is, if you're not weighing yourself regularly, but you genuinely want to see change, then you're not giving yourself all the tools to actually know whether it's working or not. You want to know whether your plan is working as fast as possible, right? And so getting more frequent tracking, data, I guess, is going to be the most important part to make sure that every day that you're working and you're pushing towards this goal, you can see where it's going wrong, where it's going right. Is it going to fluctuate? Absolutely. But it's going to give you a better average throughout the week. So I really want to weigh myself every morning this week. I don't know why I don't jump on the scales. It's one thing that I tell my clients all the time. And, I'm very understanding of, how hard it is to keep all of these things in track, because it's priorities. You got to work around so many other things between your work, between your family life, between your social life. And, this whole journey of becoming the best you and the strongest you is a very selfish move. It's a very selfish act. And, some people aren't really built that way. And you're going to go through phases where you can be selfish and where you can't be selfish. So I really want to make sure that I'm hitting some of those and I'm actually tracking a little bit closer to make sure that I'm going where I need to go. So I'm hoping for a little bit more than 400 grams for this week. My calories are definitely low enough to actually make that happen. So we're going to see. I hope this has helped. I really want to make sure that I'm answering any questions that people have along the way. I know a lot of people are in the same boat where, they're trying to just look their best and make sure that they feel really good about themselves. And, my journey, I'm very confident that in the next 16 weeks, I'm going to feel a really big change within myself. I'm giving myself more time to make that happen than usual. I'm usually more of a, 10 week, 8 week, 12 week kind of person, and then I completely rebound. So I'm taking this longer approach because I want this to be something that I don't rebound off again. The first competition that I did, I lost 18 kilos, in around 6 months, and it only took me about a month to put it all back on. The second comp, the same thing. I lost about 13, 14 kilos, and then only took me about a month to 6 weeks to put it all back on. So every time that I'm doing all of this and I'm dropping the weight and I'm taking this all or nothing approach, I'm rebounding extremely hard. And anyone who says that, once I reach that weight, I can maintain it, it's not as easy as it sounds, because if you're doing it from a way where it's not a part of your personality, you're going against the grain every single day, and yes, you're training well and you're eating right and you're seeing the results, but you're not actually enjoying the process and you're counting the days until it's over and you're counting the days until your holiday gets here or, that end date is there, what's going to happen as soon as you finish? You just binge and you let go and you take away all of those things that you worked so hard for, and all those habits that you built can be taken away in an instant. So I am trying to, I guess, vocalize and, share the fact that it is a daily, you have to find the daily practices that work well for you. So, making sure your water is in every single day, making sure you know where your nutrients are coming from. If you're not getting enough from your foods and you have a very bland food plan and you don't like to change your food that much, then you've got to be taking the supplements to counteract that. If you try and change your food every single day, then, that's going to make it harder as well, because you need consistency within that diet to know what's working and what's not. So, I want to take this time to, I guess, retrain my mind that instant gratification is not what I'm after right now. I'm after that delayed gratification. I actually want to feel that suffering in this period when I'm trying to make it work and I'm trying to achieve a goal so that I can actually get there. But every time that I just go, you know, I have that thought of I've got that appetite and I go in and just, you know, have one bite of chocolate or I have one bar that, you know, that I'm not meant to have, I'm giving into those urges, and that is, I guess, inhibiting me, and it's not really helping me reach my goal. So those are the sort of things that are going through my mind for the following week. It's still early days. I want to just keep everyone updated and help as much as I can on anyone else that is going through this journey. But that's what I really wanted to get out. I wanted to do this next week. I hope for a slightly better result and feel even more on track. But so far, I'm pretty happy with how it's all going. If you have seen, if you're seeing this and you're watching this, I really hope that you can follow me on all my social medias, Coach KZPT, and I hope this helps. All right, I'll speak to you all later. Thank you. Bye.